Didn't y'all go in and look at y'all run fast? Yes, ma'am, we went in there. I said, well, Johnson and Jane made us go in there and get them water mouths. And I just as guilty as any of them. She whipped my brother Vinny to death about that. Didn't hit me. Believe that lie to him. I'm my baby boy ain't gonna tell me a lie. I know about it. Yes, I said, wait a minute, brother Jane and Johnson made me back of school and then get him. What did I say that for?
So what did your brother do?
He took the whipping.
You got off free.
Got off right. Pulled a big lie, got off. Well, the next thing I run into, used to have a Warnell mill up yonder, Class City. Old Warnell mill. And a little stringer, you see, had wide wheels on the thing. And the deep flanges, whatever you call it. They lay the roads out from Plant City out the side, cut the timber down and load that timber on you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it into the one of mill. And the roads come out twice a day. Old dummy come out twice a day. And let we boys ride on them logs if we want to go to town. Get one of them logs and run very slow. And we would go to town. So when they get unloaded, we'd catch and come back home.
Mm-hmm.
We went that time and we typically go come back before 12 o'clock. They would be back. Second load, of course. We went to town, it happened, something happened to the dummy, they couldn't come back on that second load until about 2 or 3 o'clock. My father had a nice hog pen, not a hog pen, potato patch.
Mm-hmm.
That's for told you to stop running random then, but you had to have a fence to keep getting into the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Had a gate to that fence where you come in and shut the gate. So we came over here, brother and father do a little work and go back for dinner. We live about half a mile down there. But at dinner we wasn't here, hadn't come in. 1 o'clock we hadn't come in. So he came over here looking for us. We hadn't come back from Plant City. We got back. We was condemned by going home because we hadn't come home for dinner, you see. Came up by my Uncle Sam's house. Boy, come on here. Right across there, he had a fine potato patch. Potatoes just cracking the ground, you know.
Uh-huh.
We fooled that, left that gate open, and the hog got his potato patch.
Ooh. But she didn't like that.
And he was over here looking at his potato patch. We didn't know he was eating a potato patch.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the house walking back, his hand crossed back here behind him, walking. We see him. Couldn't run. Because we got to here, stepped over to that place, all the bushes ought to hit everything. And when he got there, we stepped over in the field. In plain view, he seen us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your boy's been. They were told a big lie, I'd been to Uncle Sam playing. Well, why is he coming for dinner? Who left that gate open? James told him that time Wesley left it open. And he hit James just a few weeks with a switch. When he got to me, James told him I left the gate open, which I did.